USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, three caravans reportedly forming south of the U.S. border. At the White House, President Trump slams Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. When asked by reporters about the status of the border wall, President Trump saying no deal unless there's funding to finish it.
She's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work. And we're building the wall right now. I mean, a lot of people don't know that, but we have a lot of wall under construction. We've given out a lot of contracts over the last 3-4 weeks, good contracts. A lot of wall is soon going to be under construction. And we're finishing up design on certain areas, the most important areas, the Rio Grande area and others.
The president will give his State of the Union address Tuesday night, and he's asked about Stacey Abrams, who's giving the Democratic response. She lost the Georgia governor's race to Republican Brian Kemp.
I hope that she does a good job. I mean, I respect her. I don't know her.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The very latest now on the chaos in Venezuela. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Demonstrations continue in Venezuela against the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. The folks protesting say they've had enough of the food shortages, hospitals without drugs, gross corruption, and dirty politics. Sean McFade is professor of strategy at the National Defense University and Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He also has a new book out titled The New Rules of War. I had a chance to chat with McFade about what's going on in Venezuela.
What is interesting to me, and this is very new rules of war, is that Russia, like a week ago, sent in mercenaries secretly into Venezuela to back Maduro. And these aren't just regular mercenaries. Like, we think of mercenaries as villains from Hollywood. This is a group called the Wagner Group. A year ago, the Wagner Group almost killed a bunch of Americans in Syria.
I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Wicked winter weather and freezing cold temperatures continue across the country. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. Crews are still trying to restore power to more than 7,500 customers in seven states. The cold is also freezing fuel lines in planes. FlightAware's Mark Duell.
So far, more than 5,000 flights have been canceled. Once the aircraft and the crews are out of place, it can take about a day or so to get back to normal operations, depending on how bad the disruption is. So even once the weather lifts and improves, there'll still be some flights canceled or delayed.
Former Arizona Senator Republican Jeff Flake heading to CBS News as a consultant, and another well-known former Republican lawmaker, South Carolina's Trey Gowdy, also signing a TV deal at a different network. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
On the heels of an announcement by CBS News that former Republican Senator Jeff Flake is joining that network as a news contributor, Fox News says it signed former South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy to be a contributor there. Gowdy will offer political and legal analysis across both FNC and Fox Business Network programming during daytime and primetime hours. Gowdy will continue to practice law while also lending his expertise to Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.